This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In 2 days, Republican voters will go to the polls in South Carolina. The conservative state has long been seen as a gateway to the GOP nomination. Since the first primary there in 1980, no Republican has won the party's nomination without first winning in South Carolina. Our co-host Michelle Norris is in South Carolina all this week. She's finding that voters looking for a tried-and-true conservative aren't finding one.
On a cold, rainy night in Charleston, a couple hundred voters, many with kids and umbrellas in tow, have come to see Mike Huckabee. All the Republican candidates, including Huckabee, know the stakes are high in South Carolina, and they're working hard to convince right-leaning voters that they have the right stuff.
I don't know what you're going to hear about that I'm not a conservative, but when you cut taxes and you increase the per capita income and you improve the schools and you rebuild the roads and you streamline government, call it anything you want to, but anybody with IQ above broccoli calls that conservative, solid, rock kind of leadership that America needs, and I'm asking you to help us take it to the White House.
The South Carolina primary is historically a proving ground, testing whether Republicans can appeal to core conservative constituencies. And this year, that's a tough sell, says Lynn Bennett, chairwoman of the Charleston County Republican Party.
Mike Huckabee is not a conservative. He's a wonderful guy.
He's not a conservative because he stands up and says, I'm a conservative all the time.
He does. But the programs that he's promoting, the issues that he's put forward, are not conservative issues.
Is John McCain a conservative?
John McCain is sort of half and half.
Is Mitt Romney a conservative?
In the past, Mitt Romney has not always supported conservative issues.
Mitt Romney emphatically supported abortion rights when he was governor of Massachusetts, a deal breaker for some religious conservatives. Then there's Rudy Giuliani. He too supported abortion rights and gun control and rights for same-sex couples. And there's also the issue of his multiple marriages. Religious conservatives can find common ground with the former Baptist minister Mike Huckabee, but fiscal conservatives balk at his history of raising taxes. John McCain is a war hero with foreign policy expertise, but he also supports a path to citizenship for immigrants that many see as a form of undeserved amnesty. Voters here see Fred Thompson as the candidate with the most unassailable conservative record, but many wonder why he seems to be conserving his energy. It's often said here that he looks to be walking instead of running for office. So what's a conservative voter to do? I asked Lynn Bennett whether the very definition of what it means to be a conservative is changing with this election.
Well, it's possible, but I hope it's not true. The Republican Party has always had a platform of principles, ideals, and values. Lower taxes, lower government, personal responsibility, the right to make decisions that are best for you and your family. I believe that if we choose a candidate who does not support those basic principles and values of the Republican Party, we may experience a problem in the general election in November.
It sounds like the Republicans are almost in a position of that. It's like that childhood game. Will the real conservative please stand up?
Yeah, please raise your hand and tell us who you are. We are in that game, and it's going to be a difficult election cycle.
That dilemma might explain why so many voters are still undecided. At the Shadow Moss Plantation Country Club, we caught up with a few midweek golfers on the links, despite some unusually cold weather.
I like a more conservative fellow. You know, that's what I mostly vote for.
Don Hess works at Shadow Moss, and like others here, he says he's yet to warm up to any one candidate.
I think the conservatives changed a pretty good bit. Since like Goldwater and the old Republican conservatives, it's a lot different now, I think it was. I think they're more like the Democrats, some of them are.
So if you looked at the field of Republican candidates, what is the state of conservatism in America today?
It's not very good. I don't think it is. I was a Reagan man all the way. I liked Ronald Reagan. I liked Republicans, and when he had the people he'd designated as the Supreme Court, I think he did a good job. That's what I'm looking for.
That's what he's looking for, but what voters seem to be finding in 2008 is more Reagan talk than Reagan walk.
And I take my inspiration from Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush and great Republicans like Jimmy.
After a big win in Michigan, Mitt Romney gets an enthusiastic reception at a waterfront rally.
There we go. Congratulations on Michigan, sir.
Thank you. Big success. I'm delighted.
But the crowd is small, and his campaign has struggled in South Carolina. In some ways, this election is a test of whether traditional make-or-break issues such as abortion, tax hikes, or pro-immigrant policies might become mere kinks in the road instead of a political kiss of death. What is clear, South Carolina voters are proud of their historic role in picking the eventual nominee. Cindy Mosteller is a longtime Republican activist in Charleston.
Iowa can send us a message, and New Hampshire can send us a confirmation or a redirection. But as it starts to get this far into the process and this close to Super Tuesday, I think that we do see ourselves in a very serious position.
Now, there was a time when conservative voters would have sort of a checklist of things that they would look for in a candidate: small government,
yes,
fiscal conservatism, social issues, state,
yes,
rights, and they would want to make sure that they're, you know, that every one of those boxes was checked.
Yes.
It seems like we're moving more toward sort of an a la carte option where people are picking, you know, well, it's okay if I get, you know, 1, 2, and 5 and skip 3 and 4.
Right. Are you maybe saying that Republican Party's coming a little more tolerant? Maybe we are. I think 9/11 makes us look upward and outward in a way that we've never done before. Republicans in their own individual minds and collectively are saying, what can I live with? What do I absolutely have for my children and I to live with, to continue to live in a country that's protected and free and prosperous?
Here in South Carolina, 28% of Republicans are still undecided. The GOP primary is on Saturday.
That was our co-host Michelle Norris in Charleston, South Carolina.